Okay, thank you all for joining us. And today is a very special day on the Vaishnava calendar. As much as I wanted to get back to the Chaitanya Charitamrita, today is the disappearance day of Narottama Das Thakur. So what we're going to do before class is chant, first of all, Dhammadharashtika real quickly. And then we'll chant the prayers of the departed Vaishnavas right after that. Righty, and here we go. Dhammadharashtika. We won't do the English today. We'll just do the Sanskrit because we are doing this every day. And this morning I was engaged in some preaching activities during the morning program, so we didn't get a chance to do it in the temple, unfortunately.
Jaiva Yadvats, Dwayot Mochi.
town. Bucky, a prayer about him for come and pray on you. Come up, she could home each day. Come on, yeah. Come up, stitch to come. Be done, day. Chant the prayers of the departed Vaishnavas. Because it is Narottama Das Thakur's disappearance day, and we're going to speak about him today. Hey, no Prabhu, Kotake Laka Charya Kukur Ahamora Swaru. Kahadaso Rahunata Patita Kahamura Pata Yuka Kakamera Ekakale Kotake Lala Sangana Paya Kande Narottamaka Jayani Lo Prima Dana Oruna Rajo Nila Prima Dana Oruna Rajo. Jai Om Vishnupad. Paramahamsa Paramahacharya, Altha Kada Sitashi Shimad, His Divine Grace, Abhaya Chananana Bhaktivananda Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Huyidas Thakur Ki Jai, Pavaram Sekaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindikajai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Govikopana Shayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Machuradam Kijai Jagannatha Swami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Srimati Lasi Devi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindikajai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaura Premananda. Hari Hari Bol. All right, let me read the translation to this nice poem by Narottama Das Thakur. And this is his appearance day. That's good. So, anyway, he brought the treasure of divine love and was filled with compassion and mercy. Where is such a personality as Srinivasacharya gone? Where my Swarup Damodar Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishna Das Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all? I apologize for the internet going out. I sincerely apologize for the internet going out, but this is the material world, and someone arranges it goes out. I'm on a spare internet right now, which is actually a slower connection. So hopefully it's working, and I'm going to check it right now. Let me just see. Let me get back to this. I apologize. Of course, it's not my fault. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, I know I'm back. I am back. It's like the Terminator, he gets back. Okay. So, okay, we had Wi-Fi problems everywhere here. Our Wi-Fi guru is actually aware of it. Okay, so let's go back to work. My dear friends. Okay. Let me just get this set up again. It's going to take a second to get set up. The site. All right. Just give me 1 second before we. There we go. Okay. One last thing I got to do. Okay, that's good. It seems to be all right now. Okay, so let's get back to Narottamadas.core before I was so rudely interrupted by the internet. And if the quality is not so good, it's not my fault because I'm on my backup internet connection right now. So Narottamadas.core is one of the three personalities who were third generation, from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First generation, of course, was Lord Chaitanya, second generation of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, and third generation, or Narottamadas.core, Srinivasacharya and Shyamananda Goswami. So let's talk about Narottamadas.core. Now, before we start talking about Narottamadas.core, we have to talk about Narottamadas.core's spiritual master. Narottamadas.core's spiritual master is Lokanath Goswami. And Lokanath Goswami was an intimate friend of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lokanath Goswami was with Lord Chaitanya in Mayapur. But then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Lokanath Goswami, along with his friend, Bhugarbha, to Vrindavan to prepare the ground for the Goswamis of Vrindavan because they went there first. So, and also Lokanath Goswami didn't want to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a sannyasi because he loved Lord Chaitanya. He wanted to see Lord Chaitanya in the way that he was in household life. And actually we worship Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a householder. We don't worship him, at least on the altar, as a sannyasi. No, you should not dress Lord Chaitanya on the altar as a sannyasi. You should not give him a danda. That is really important, because if you do that, you're guilty of rasabhas, or not properly worshiping him. So anyway, so this is a brief story about Lokanath Goswami. He never saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again, at least externally, because he went to Vrindavan, and when he heard Lord Chaitanya was in Prayag, he went to Prayag to see Lord Chaitanya, and then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan when Lokanath went to Prayag to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then anyway, so then Lokanath Goswami then went back to Vrindavan and he missed Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, he was going to follow Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya appeared to him in a dream and said, stay in Vrindavan and we will never be separated, and eventually you will have as your disciple Narottamadas Thakur. So Lokanath Goswami also had taken a vow not to accept disciples. He was a very humble Vaishnava. But sometimes a vow has to be broken when the Lord tells you to break your vow. So, then, to make a long story short, This is before Narottamadas Thakur's appearance, which occurred in a place called Kettiri, which is in Bangladesh. So Lord Chaitanya visited this place before Narottamadas Thakur was born. And he bathed in the river there, which was known as the Padma River. And when he bathed in the river, which was known as the Padma River, he cried out, Narottama, Narottama, and nobody knew. That means the topmost person, basically, Narottama, Uttama, Nara, topmost person. So nobody knew why he was crying out, Narottama, Narottama. And he also, it's described by the acharya, by the biographers, that he deposited his prema. He says, whoever, when Narottama bathes in this river, he will get Krishna prema. Of course, Narottamadas Thakur is an eternal associate of the Lord, and he always had Krishna prema. And also Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described this when he was in Kettiri to Lord Nityananda, who was also there. Eventually, Narottamadas Thakur took birth in Kettiri, where Lord Chaitanya had visited in Bangladesh. And there was an astrologer who predicted that this particular baby is going to become the best of men. Therefore, his parents gave him the name Narottam. And even from the beginning of his life, there were many instances that showed that he would become or manifest his position as a great devotee. For example, when it was time for his grain ceremony, he refused to eat the rice, the kheer, until it was offered to Lord Krishna and Radha. So his father was a king. His name was Krishna Nanda Raj, Krishna Nanda, and his mother's name was Narayani. And they're very, very wealthy. So when Narottama was 12 years old, he had a dream. And in that dream, Lord Nityananda appeared to him. And Lord Nityananda said, go bathing in this Padma River. So he went bathing in the river where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would bathe. And by bathing in the river, his skin turned a golden color. And he came back as a completely different, at least externally, person. And he became apathetic to material life. And this is something like the story of Raghunath Das Goswami. Apathetic means he had no attraction to material life. It wasn't a negation or hatefulness of material life. He just been there, seen it, done it. It's boring. That's the attitude. That's an attitude of a great devotee. It's just boring as hell. I'm not interested, so I'm not going to do it. So eventually we come to the stage, don't worry. It will happen. Why? Because you become so attracted to Krishna, become so ecstatic serving Krishna, that everything's boring. Just like when I go to different places in the world, the devotees want to take me sightseeing to Australia. They want to show me the Harbour Bridge. I said, what? The Opera House. They want to take me for a boat ride. I said, well, stupid. Sorry for that. Because been there, seen it, done it. And I actually found my whole life boring until I came to Krishna consciousness. Then I became ecstatic because there was no purpose before Krishna consciousness. So his parents were anxiety. They had guards. And he felt like he was in prison. So at the same time, he related with a great devotee who was living in Kettiri Gram named Krishnadas, which is a nice name, who spoke about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates and Srinivas Thakur. Srinivas Thakur would soon become the associate of Narottamadas Thakur. And then he had a dream. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to him in the dream, you will soon be initiated by Lokanath Goswami. So one day, he escaped from home. Hoodie roll! Escape from home. That's interesting. It's true. I mean, he actually had guards, so he had to escape from his home. And he arrived in Vrindavan. He went straight to Vrindavan. And But when he arrived, he found out that Rupin Sanatan Goswami had passed away. But he had a dream of them, and they assured him that they would give him their mercy. Srinivas Acharya, who was also there in Vrindavan already, had a dream that Narottam was coming the next day. So these are all eternal associates, eternal friends, eternal preachers of Krishna consciousness. So Narottama Das came the next day. Narottama Das Thakur came the next day. And when he came, Srinivas greeted him, and of course, Srila Jiva Goswami greeted him. And Jiva Goswami was the actual Siksha Guru of these three great personalities, Shyamananda, Goswami, Narottama Das Thakur, and Srinivas Acharya. And they each had their own Diksha Gurus. And we're going to talk about Narottama Das Thakur's Diksha Guru, Lokanath Goswami, in a second. So then Narottama Das Thakur met the remaining Goswamis in Vrindavan. Of course, Raghunath Das Goswami was there at that time, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami too. And then he went to Lokanath Goswami and asked, "Can you give me initiation?" And Lokanath Goswami said, "No, I'm not qualified to be a guru. I've taken a vow never to initiate anybody." Wow. So Narottama Das Thakur was fixed in his mind that he must take initiation from Lokanath Goswami. So he, in a very determined way, started to serve Lokanath Goswami in a secret way. He was cleaning the latrine. Latrine means like an outside bathroom. And so Lokanath Goswami was actually curious, who is cleaning my latrine? So he watched secretly one day, and he saw that Narottama Das was cleaning his latrine. But still, he didn't want to give initiation to Narottama Das Thakur because he felt very humble, very unqualified. Actually, this is the sign of an advanced Vaishnava. Advanced Vaishnava doesn't think, "Well, I am really advanced in Krishna consciousness." He thinks, "I am lower than the straw in the street. I'm more tolerant than the tree, devoid of all desire for respect, ready to offer all respects to others." In this way, you can actually chant, because when you're thinking you're the doer, this is a very interesting thing about chanting japa, because when you think that you're the doer, then when you're trying to chant, you're going to be thinking of planning to do everything. And if I don't take this opportunity while I'm chanting japa to plan, then I won't have any other opportunity. So Krishna arranges that when you're chanting japa, all these different ideas pop in your mind, because that's your desire, to chant japa and think about other things. But when you pray while you're chanting, "Please let me become your eternal servant. I just want to be your eternal servant. I nanda tanu jakinkaram," etc., then you'll be able to hear. That's right. Then you'll be able to hear the holy names. So, eventually, Lokanath Goswami had a dream, and the Lord Chaitanya appeared to him in a dream and says, "You initiate Narottama Das Thakur." That's an order. And so he initiated Narottama Das Thakur, and he gave Narottama Das Thakur to Jiva Goswami for siksha. Siksha means like instruction. And Narottama Das studied under Jiva Goswami with Shyamananda and Srinivas Acharya. Okay, and they studied all the Sanskrit books of the Goswamis, like Vibhakti Rasa, Mita Sindhu, Ujjala Nilamani, and other books by Rupa Goswami, and books, all these different wonderful literatures. So there were copies of all these books that were made, not utilizing a copy machine, because there were no copy machines at that time. At least there were no printers, at least in that part of India. Oh, Jagat Guru says he fixed it. Anyway, we're going to stay on this until I'm sure. So, anyway, getting back to the story. So, they made copies of these books, and they started They started out from Vrindavan to go to Bengal to present these books to the Vaishnavas, because these devotees were Bengali Vaishnavas, and Lord Chaitanya appeared in Bengal. So it was important to actually propagate Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy in Bengal. And you'll find many of the great Vaishnavas in Braj or Vrindavan are actually Bengalis. Of course, many of them are not, but many of them are. So they took copies of these books to Bengal, and they put them on a covered wagon, like they used to have in the old west of the United States, like wagon train, things like that. They put them in a covered wagon, pulled by oxen, I imagine they would use oxen to pull the cart, and they had guards around it. And they wanted to protect. This is the most valuable property, the books of the Goswamis. So when they entered Manavishnupura, which is a part of Bengal, they rested for the night. And they sort of let their guard down. Little did they know that the king of this particular province in Bengal was named Virahamvira. He's a very heroic person. Just like my name is Bira. Which refers to Vira in Sanskrit. So this Virahamvira at this particular juncture was a criminal. And he was a very expert criminal. Why? Because he used astrology in various activities. Because when you use astrology, you can plan out your robbing and killing, whatever you're going to do, and you won't get caught. So that's my advice. You want to be a criminal, get an expert astrologer. So his astrologers did some calculation, and they came to the conclusion that the most valuable things were being transported by these devotees in a cart. They didn't know they were devotees. And they were thinking, Virahamvira was thinking, this must be gold, jewels. Because he was a devotee, but he was a dacoit devotee. Dacoit means gunda, means thief, means robber, etc. like that. So Virahamvira sent his men to steal this case of books, the trunk in which the books were in, and he brought it to his palace, and he was thinking, aha, now I have so much money. So then he opened this case up, and lo and behold, he saw books, but he was just like, wow, he was overwhelmed just by seeing the books, just by touching the books, and he saw the beautiful handwriting of Rupa Goswami, which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described as resembling pearls on a thread. They were just so beautiful. If you've ever seen Rupa Goswami's handwriting, which I have, it's just like, wow, it's beautiful. Even though I don't understand Bengali. I can understand Bengali, but I can't read Bengali and I can't read Sanskrit. But still, I can see the Devanagari was just very, very beautiful. So what happened is he put the books aside, understood he had made a mistake. And then one day he was having his Bhagavatam class, because in Bengal, even the dacoits, thieves, robbers, they were devotees in many cases. So he was listening to Bhagavatam class, and his chief priest was giving Bhagavatam class, and lo and behold, at the same time, Srinivasacharya, who was the associate of Narottama Das Thakur, walks into the Bhagavatam class. And Srinivasacharya takes over the class and gives his explanation. And the king recognizes that Srinivasacharya was the person he also saw in a dream who was going to come and initiate him. So Srinivasacharya initiated the king, got the books back, initiated the king's wife. And the king made it a rule that everyone has to be a devotee, a Hare Krishna devotee, in his kingdom. And so the books were recovered. And so, meantime, that was Srinivasacharya, but Narottama Das Thakur travel in other places in Bengal. First, he went to Navadweep, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, Mayapur, Srida Mayapur Dham. And in Navadweep, he was given a vision of what Mayapur was like when Lord Chaitanya was there, and he saw Lord Chaitanya, and he was overwhelmed. And then that vision disappeared. So he got that spurti, it's called. Spurti means like a vision or whatever. He also went to Ekachakra, and he visited Janavamata and Vasudha, the two wives of Lord Nityananda. And when he was visiting Ekachakra, something amazing happened. What was that amazing thing? Lord Nityananda, in the guise of a brahmana, guided him all around Ekachakra. Ekachakra is the place where Lord Nityananda appeared. And then, as he was guiding him, this brahman disguised Lord Nityananda manifested his presence as Balaram Nityananda. And Narottama Das Thakur felt overwhelmed. And so he began to preach Krishna consciousness. And then he went back to Kateri. And while he was in Kateri, he had a dream. And in that dream, he dreamt that in a godown, godown is like a warehouse, for those of you who don't know, there were deities. And he was supposed to go and get those deities. And so he went to the owner of the godown and said, "Can I go down? Get into the godown?" And the owner said, "Sure you can, but there's snakes here. It's filled with rice and there's like vicious snakes. So please don't do it." But Narottama Das Thakur insisted. He went into the godown, the warehouse, and the snakes just, they didn't run away. That would be funny if they ran away. They don't have legs. They slithered away. And there he found Lord Chaitanya, deities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vishnu Priya, and arranged an amazing festival. This was actually the first really big Gaur Purnima festival. There were other festivals before this, but the really big Gaur Purnima festival, where there were six deities installed. That is Lord Chaitanya and Vishnu Priya. These deities are in, as far as I know, they're in Kateri. He installed six deities, and Janavamata, who is Lord Nityananda's wife, she presided over all the festivities of Gaur Purnima. And during that time, Narottama Das Thakur had a kirtan. Now, his kirtans were like Leela kirtans. In other words, when they was chanting, it was a whole like story about Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. And so Lord Chaitanya and his associates appeared during the kirtan while they were chanting. And they were all dancing together. Amazing. And then at the end of the kirtan, they all disappeared again. There were other things that happened during the kirtan, such as they had a holy festival. Everyone was throwing red powder. Janavamata cooked for all the Vaishnavas, and she was considered the topmost Vaishnava, or Vaishnavi, and she also initiated many, many disciples. She was a guru. So this is proof that women can be gurus, because if women couldn't be gurus, you wouldn't have great acharyas like Janavamata and others initiating. If it was against any sort of siddhanta, they certainly wouldn't do things against the siddhanta or against the practice. So this went on, and they worshipped the deities there in Kethuri Gram. But there was a problem after this, because the brahmanas were really upset that Narottama Das Thakur was initiating, and not only initiating people, but he was initiating Brahmins. And remember, I said Narottama Das Thakur was born in a kingly family. It was actually Kayasta, which means almost like a Shudra king family. And so the Brahmanas, they really wanted to have exclusive rights, you know, caste system and stuff like that. So they complained. And you actually find the Brahmanas create more problems than people of other religions for the real religion. This happened in Jerusalem, not with Narottama Das Thakur, of course, but it happened with Jesus Christ. It was their Brahmanas, the Pharisees and Sadducees, who complained against Jesus Christ because it was ruining their business. You know, it's basically, it comes down to money. You know, so if you're taking over someone else's business, then you're in trouble. You know, you can do anything else, but don't threaten their monopoly. So the Brahmanas complained to the king. The king's name was King Narasingha. That means man-lion. You find many of the kings were named Lion. And even the throne the king would sit on was would call the Singhasana. And even the throne that Krishna sits on is called Singhasana, which means lion throne. It's not Shringasana, it's Singhasana. So the king sent, the king sent all of his scholars to defeat Narottama Das Thakur to embarrass him. So Narottama Das Thakur, especially this big scholar named Rupa Narayan. So Narottama Das Thakur's disciples had a really good plan. He had many Brahmin disciples, and two of them, one of them was Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, and the other one was actually a Siksha disciple and the initiated disciple of Srinivasacharya named Ramchandra Kaviraj. So they went to the village right before Kateri to play a trick on this Rupa Narayan, who was the great scholar. At the behest of the king, he was going to defeat Narottama Das Thakur. And this trick was as follows, that they made believe that they were shopkeepers. They were selling pan. Pan is like something you chew, and other and vegetables and things like that. So they made believe they were shopkeepers. And so this Rupa Narayan went to the shop to buy things. And in the shop, as he was trying to buy things, Ramchandra Kaviraj and Ganga Narayan Chakravarti were speaking in pure Sanskrit and defeated him. And Rupa Narayan, he asked them, "Who's your guru?" And they said, "Narottama Das Thakur." And Rupa Narayan was thinking, "Boy, if shopkeepers who were disciples of Narottama Das Thakur can defeat me, what to speak of Narottama Das Thakur?" And that night, Rupa Narayan had a dream in which Durga appeared to him and said, "I will kill you unless you surrender." The king and queen also surrendered to Narottama Das Thakur. They were all initiated later on by Narottama Das Thakur, all became disciples of Narottama Das Thakur. Another famous story is the story of Chand Roy. Chand Roy was a dacoit, and he became very, very sick and became ghostly haunted, and it was predicted the only way that he can be freed from his situation is by getting the mercy of Narottama Das Thakur. Chand Roy, the dacoit's father, or the dacoit's name was Chand Roy, and the dacoit's father asked Narottama Das Thakur to help, and he did, and Chand Roy became a great devotee. And when he became a great devotee, the king arrested him because the king was upset because previously he was a dacoit, not the king, but Chand Roy. And he started to torture this person, Chand Roy. The king started to torture Chand Roy. And Chand Roy was offered the opportunity to escape from prison by a worshiper of Durga who had mystic powers. And Chand Roy said, "No, I'm simply taking shelter of my Guru Maharaj, Narottama Das Thakur. I will not take shelter of anyone else other than Narottama Das Thakur and the Supreme Personality of Godhead." So then the king tried to kill Chand Roy by having an elephant trample him, and Chand Roy at that point just reached out, grabbed the trunk of the elephant, and ripped the trunk off. Such was the power of the disciple of Narottama Das Thakur. Narottama Das Thakur was very intimate with his great friend. Intimate means like inseparable from his great friend Ramchandra Kaviraj, who was the disciple of Srinivasacharya. They were inseparable. Even when he asked Ramchandra Kaviraj to go away to his family, Ramchandra Kaviraj couldn't go. He just walked like 100 meters, and he felt so guilty. He was hitting himself, and Narottama Das Thakur expressed so much love. He said, when you hit yourself, it's like hitting me. So this is how much love the Vaishnavas have. If anyone reads these books about these great Vaishnavas, like Prema Vilas, Narottama Vilas, you'll see that one of the constant themes of these books is how much Vaishnavas loved each other's association, relished each other's association, and were free from envy. So, then here's the disappearance day, a disappearance pastime of Narottama Das Thakur. Remember, he was not born in a Brahmin family, so he didn't have a Brahmin thread in that time. Vaishnavas who were not born in Brahmin families were not given a Brahmin thread, although they chanted the mantras, because the Brahmin thread signifies that one is of a certain caste. Now, we are given Brahmin threads, and that was process was started by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Why? So the people would respect us. But a Vaishnava is automatically a Brahmin. Aho bhata swa patri to garyan yaji vagare vartite namatubhyam te pusta pusta shashna aryad brahmanuchar namagranantiyate. How wonderful it is if someone's chanting the Lord's holy names. Even if he's born in a family of dog eaters, it's understood that he has attained the platform of being a Brahmin. Okay, that's good. Just checking my internet, make sure we don't go off. I'm using my alternate internet right now. So, what happened is that Narottama Das Thakur decided to leave this world. Why did he decide to leave this world? Because his intimate associates, Srinivasacharya and Ramchandra Kaviraj, had left this world in Vrindavan. So Narottama Das Thakur wanted to leave this world, being in Samadhi, climbed up on a funeral pyre. For 3 days he was sitting there, completely absorbed, internally, getting ready to use his mystic powers, yogic powers, to leave this world. But the brahmanas, ritualistic brahmanas, they started to make fun of him. And they said, this is so inauspicious. He's leaving this world in such an inauspicious way. So Narottama Das Thakur's disciple, Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, pleaded with Narottama Das Thakur, you know, don't leave this world in this way, because the brahmanas will actually criticize us all. So Narottama Das Thakur, after 3 days, stood up. And when he stood up, a golden Brahmin thread appeared on his body automatically, showing that he was actually a Brahmin, because the definition of someone who's a Brahmin is he or she who knows Brahman, and especially knows the Supreme Brahman, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Brahmiti, Paramatmaiti, Bhagavaniti, Shabdyate, Bhagavan, Sri Krishna. So, but a few days later, anyway, and when he manifested this Brahmin thread, he chanted, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna Chaitanya. Everyone was overwhelmed. But a few days later, he decided to leave this world permanently. And he decided to leave this world in a very unusual way. He went to the Ganges and he had his disciples sort of do an abhishek and massage him as he was bathing in the Ganges. And what happened is that his body dissolved, became like a liquid white substance. You know, looked a little bit like milk, because it wasn't milk. And dissolved into the Ganges, like disappeared like that. So the disciples, they gathered that substance in a container and made a samadhi, a dugdha, that means milk samadhi. And that's the samadhi of Narottama Das Thakur. I'm not sure where that samadhi is right now, but that's the samadhi of Narottama Das Thakur. So Narottama Das Thakur wrote many poems. Prabhupada comments that Narottamadas Thakur wrote in the vernacular. Vernacular means, what does it mean? It means common Bengali language. Like if I were to write poems, I would write in English, which is the vernacular for where I am right now. So he wrote these poems so that ordinary people could understand poems and kirtans, and he has volumes and volumes of works, and we chant many of his works every day. I mean, just like going through the songbook, which I have in front of me. Okay, let's just look at some of his songs. The Mana Shiksha, the prayers to Lord Nityananda, Nittai Pada Kamala, is written by him. Shri Guru prayers we chant every morning. Shri Guru Charanapadma Kevalava Padanmi Savadanamate. That intimate song, Sakhi Vrinda Vigyapati, this prayer to separation, the disappearance day of great devotees. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Doya Koro More, Shri Rupa Manjari Pada, which is actually the most famous song, the favorite song of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that they had chanted when he disappeared. The Tulsi prayers come from Narottamadas Thakur, you know, Namo, Namo. Like that. I mean, just like amazing. His songs basically pervade our performances, not performances, but our ceremonies in the Krishna consciousness movement. Some more of the songs. Because this songbook has songs by so many different personalities. So I'm sure there's other songs here. Anyway, so basically he had all these different songbooks. Oops. Oh, yeah. Harihe Dayao Ala Mora, Dayanu O Prapati. And these different songbooks, some of the names of them are Prarthana, Prema Bhakti, Chandrika. And in some of the books, he actually shows the evolvement of pure devotional service from taking shelter of the Guru, approaching Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and ultimately understanding the transcendental pastimes of Shri Shri Radha Krishna. So anyway, Narottamadas Thakur's poetry, his teachings, his influence pervades our practices in the Krishna consciousness movement. So today, it's his disappearance day, and we remember Narottamadas Thakur. And so, I guess we can take some questions. Hold on one second. We will unmute you, and somehow or other, my backup internet seemed to work pretty well today. Give me one second. We have about 5 more minutes left to take questions. Okay. You can unmute yourself, you can raise your hand, or you can type in the chat window, whatever you like. Who would like to ask a question? You have those 3 options. Hrishikesh.
Hare Krishna, Gurudev. My obeisances. My question was, those copies, you know, which Narottamadas Thakur prepared, all those books which were stolen, and then later on they made the copies manually. Are those still stored somewhere, or is it we lost it already?
I think they're stored somewhere, but you'd have to ask someone who knows the answer to that question. I do not know the answer to that question. I would imagine that they've been stored, like we have the original writings, many of the original writings of the 6 Goswamis, especially Rupa Goswami. In this one place called Vrindavan Institute. Some people say Narottamadas Thakur is an incarnation of Lord Nityananda. My understanding is that he's empowered incarnation. He's been empowered by Lord Nityananda. That's, you know, sometimes we say that someone is an incarnation, and that doesn't necessarily mean they're the same person. It means they've been empowered by a particular personality. Anyway, some of the some of the biographies make that claim, but I think it's an empowered position, empowered by Lord Nityananda. But, you know, you have to ask Narottama Das Thakur when you go back to the spiritual world about that Tagore question. You know, sometimes you'll find some differences of opinion in different biographies. So that's a question by Ratna Lekha, who asked the question. So, Rishikesh or anyone else have any questions? Sumukh, you have a question.
Yes, I have written. In our temple, sorry. Let me.
Yeah, I can hear you.
You can hear me, Guru. Okay. Please accept my humble obeisances. In our temple, we have two asanas. I've noticed then one is called Vyasasana, and I noticed Prabhupada is not sitting on the Vyasasana. There's a Singh lying there on the asana. He's sitting on the Singhasana. Is that right?
No, there's the Vyasasana and Singhasana. Prabhupada sits on the Vyasasana, and it also has. Excuse me. God bless me. Anyway, so. So, Prabhupada sits on a Vyasasana in the full size murti. That's not called the Singhasana. You could call it the same. I mean, it's like a lion throne, but usually it's the Vyasasana. It's the seat of Srila Vyasadeva, the representative of Srila Vyasadeva. We don't usually call that the Singhasana. The lion throne. Although you may have lions on the side.
Yeah, yeah. We have lions, yes, Gurudev, I've noticed.
Yeah, you have lions, because we have the same one here. But still, it is called generally the Vyasasana. I haven't really heard it called. It may be technically a Singhasana lion throne, but we usually call what the deities are sitting on is the Singhasana, since Krishna is the king. Prabhupada is not the king, he's the servant of the king. We have to be really careful about that. One time, there were some devotees in ISKCON who speculated, and they dressed Prabhupada up as a king, and they gave him a crown and a scepter and, you know, like a king's robe and everything like that. It was crazy. You know, you can't really, that's rasa bas. You can't really depict a pure devotee in that way. Unless they are a king, like Yudhisthira Maharaj or something like that. If you had a deity of Yudhisthira Maharaj, you could certainly dress him as a king. But Prabhupada, if you have Prabhupada deity, you dress him as a sannyasi, as a preacher of Krishna consciousness. So you can't really worship, you shouldn't really worship someone in a different mood than the mood they want to be worshipped in. So Prabhupada sits on the Vyasasana. Okay. Yeah, so, Hare Krishna. All right, so there were some questions, some people. The events really happened in ISKCON, and devotees in Bangladesh is disturbing. Yes, women devotees were mistreated. I couldn't believe that Krishna would let that happen to his devotees. Krishna, look what happened to Draupadi. You know, Krishna has his plans. I am not privy to all of Krishna's plans, why he does what to individual devotees, and sometimes devotees suffer being attacked in different ways, and this is part of life. I mean, if you go back to Godhead, if you're defending the temple or something like that, then you're a great hero and you go back to Godhead, whether you're a man or a woman. And it surrenders. This world is a miserable place, and Krishna shows us in many ways how miserable this world is. I mean, just like you say, well, how does Krishna allow this to happen to the ladies? But how does Krishna allow this devotee to get cancer and suffer like anything? How does Krishna allow this devotee to have an automobile accident and just suffer and suffer and finally die? How does Krishna allow this devotee to get old? You know, why is Krishna letting me get old? I can complain too. It won't do any good. Krishna has a plan, you know, and actually I feel that, you know, when Krishna subjects me to some difficulty, he's teaching me about the nature of this world. Just like today I went to a doctor and he cut a little something out, nothing serious. And I'm basically thinking, oh, I have such a nice body, it's so wonderful and everything like that. And the doctor says, boy, your teeth are not the best teeth in the world. I said, my teeth? What are you talking about, my teeth? And then I said, I'm 72 years old. And the doctor said, hey, they're pretty good for a 72-year-old guy. So I felt good after that. But anyway, so, there's miseries, the concomitant miseries of this world, whether it's getting attacked here, or whether it's, whether it's getting beaten up, or whether it's getting attacked by cancer, or whether it's getting. So we just have to remember Krishna always. Look at Queen Kunti, and her children were killed. I mean, look at this. Her five children of Queen Kunti were actually killed. All right, so many questions. The descendants of Narottama Das Thakur, disciplic descendants. We are the disciplic descendants of Narottama Das. Narottama Das Thakur didn't have any children. On the disappearance of Vaishnavacharyas, how should one pray to them? We remember them, follow in their footsteps, and read their writings to understand their mood. I mean, if we read Narottama Das Thakur's, for example, today we sang Ye Anilo Premadana, the intense mood of separation or love between Vaishnavas. We can understand that. He reasons who says that Vaishnavas die when thou art living still and sound. You understand? So by the sound vibration, we can associate with these Vaishnavas, and we pray to somehow or other imbibe. By association, we pray to imbibe some of their characteristics. Narottama, extreme compassion, extreme love for all living entities, extreme ecstasy and describing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, relationship with the guru. I mean, we learn how to relate to our guru through Narottama Das Thakur. Shri Guru, Charana Padma, Kevalava Kati Sadma. We learn how to relate to Tulsi Devi. Like I said, he's all over as far as our Krishna conscious practices are concerned. One more question. Gopal Cohen Das Adhikari.
Thank you, Gurudev.
And
You mentioned earlier that Lord Chaitanya is worshipped as a householder, but we also see
yeah.
the Sadguja form is
Yeah.
worshipped in
As
the
a
Gaudiya.
sannyasi. Yeah,
Yeah.
but that on the formal altars, he's worship. Prabhupada instructed he should be worshipped as a householder. On the formal temple altars. Now, sometimes some temples, yes, they may have Sadbuja there, but Prabhupada's instruction was to always worship him as a householder. The devotees don't like to see him in a renounced form. Now, the Sadbuja form is very special because it illustrates that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna and Lord Chaitanya is also Lord Ramchandra. It's like a Tattva manifestation.
Thank you,
It's
Gurudev.
preaching. It manifests the tattva. Whereas when we worship Lord Chaitanya as a householder, it's more bhava than tattva. Of course, there's also tattva, but there's more bhava because we want Lord Chaitanya to enjoy, and we become very unhappy to see Lord Chaitanya execute austerities, and we should remember that. Okay, I'm not having notes, but we should get going. Thank you all for your patience with the internet. Somehow or other, I'm on my spare internet, and it seems to be working quite well. That's amazing, my backup internet. Okay, all glories to His Divine Grace, Śrīla Prabhupāda. Tomorrow, hopefully, we'll continue with the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which I've been missing since we had so many days of other things going on, like the Sunday feast and our Kirtan Mela in honor of the devotees from Bangladesh. We should pray for the devotees in Bangladesh that they're able to practice Krishna consciousness freely. Okay, all glories to His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai, Narottama.